currently in the slightly strange position of trying to gain weight and also trying to avoid refined sugar and eating too much fat, because those are things that are easy to gain weight using, but they're not particularly good for you. I'm more trying to avoid the refined sugar than the fats, because as a vegan, I don't have an awful lot of fats in my diets anyway. So just avoiding trans fats and saturated fats where possible. Last night I made up a nice batch of oatmeal raisin cookies to eat over the next few days. And they're very nice. I chose them from a recipe in La Dolce Vegan. Because they only have 3 tablespoons full of sugar in the whole recipe. Really tasty. Just haven't quite done it for me. I want something with a little bit more flavour in it, because they're kind of a bit like solid oatmeal, if you know what I mean. There's not an awful lot of heterogeneity in the flavour there. So today I'm going to have a go at making some pumpkin cranberry things. They sound really nice. And I've actually got a butternut squash that I'm going to use for the pumpkin puree, on the grounds of I don't have pumpkin and the butternut squash needs eating up. What I have found though, and I never really thought of it before, but you know how cookies are absolutely gorgeous when you eat them warm? The quickest way for me to warm them up and for them to be yummy is I had the yogurt maker going, making some soy yogurt. So I just popped it in with the soy yogurt and yum, yum, yum. Really tasty. So highly recommend giving that a go if you have some cookies that you want warming up and happen to have a yogurt maker going at the same time. Pop them in there, just one or two. Yum. And obviously it doesn't dry them out the same as sticking them in an oven and requires a lot less energy. So yeah, what we'll do is later on is I will post a review of the pumpkin cookies and let you know how they go on. But yum, 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 yum. Okay then, have a great day, whatever you do.